You know, I wrote down a couple notes I'd like to start with. The first thing, and really the last thing I hit her team with today was, you know, what happened yesterday in Boston. And as I said to them, you know, we don't know why sometimes bad things happen to good people and why those things happen. But the only positive thing we can get out of it, it gives us perspective as a team and how lucky we are to be every day, not just playing and coaching, but all of us to just have this day and make the most out of it. And I think we got that done today. I wanted to also tell you that I really very much appreciate what our staff did today in organizing this practice. I thought it went, for the first time we've really been with these guys, practice went relatively smoothly on a number of levels. And without question, our players really cooperated with us. They really tried to do what we asked them to do. And our only goal today was to practice fast. That was it, to try to develop how do we want to practice, a tempo of practice where we can keep our players safe, keep them off the ground, and make sure that we can get them to the next place safely and still get competition done between ones and ones, because that's the way we'll get better, is by practicing ones on ones against each other. You know, it was very clear we have a fast team. We have a fast football team, and practicing fast will help us with the muscle memory to play fast all the time. It was a good start for that. You know, I also got to really commend our offensive players, their ability to learn a complete language, line up in the right spot, and keep practice moving fluidly. I think that was apparent today, that there wasn't a lot of stop, get back in the huddle and redos. And that's a real credit to our coaches and our players for being able to assimilate so much information in a short period of time. And as we said, it's not over. Tomorrow we're giving them a whole other game plan, and they got to learn another 100 plays. And another 20 runs and come out here and do the same thing. So we're really trying to stretch them as much as that we can, particularly offensively. And I think they showed they can handle the information, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. On the other side of it, I spent time with the defense in the meetings today, and it's very apparent we got a very smart defense who understands, you know, our defense very well. And Mel's done a good job of incorporating the things that he needs to get done for a first day. That was very good. All being said, special teams, we started the day with special teams. Everybody was in there setting the tone for the mentality and the passion we want to play football with. So we were able to get through about 75 minutes of practice. We didn't run the last period. We had one more period. We got out of this day what we needed to do. We kept everybody safe. We got enough on tape to make corrections relative to our schematics, as well as how we're finishing, backside, pursuit to the ball, and so forth. So overall, you know, it was a good start. Number one thing, though, obviously, is everybody got through it safely, and we're on to meetings this afternoon and another day. But the plan going in, and I'll make it clear, is that, because I've been asked that a number of times, you know, Devin's going to focus on being our returner. He's got to be the returner for him to be here. And once that's locked into place, which we expect that it will, then we'll see where it goes from there. But we made a collective decision organizationally. I talked with the guys who've been here. Phil and I had a long conversation about it as well. And just talking to Devin, let him get back to, you know, doing what he does best first. And then when that's all in place, then we'll see if we need to, or we're in a position to be able to incorporate him in doing more things. I've just been completely impressed with his level of football intelligence and understanding, and his ability to articulate and communicate in meetings. It's been very, very easy to get started, not only with him but with Josh. It's just been a lot of fun just being in the meetings, as I said, and there's been really nothing but very, very good dialogue in terms of the installation of the offense. Good questions. He's always ahead. He's been through these things. He's been through these meetings. He's been very well coached along the way. So, you know, I'm pretty lucky walking into a room with two guys with that much football behind them, that they can transition into other language and other ways of doing things. I thought it was a good start by all our guys. I mean, for day one, not doing any work, not coaching anybody, not even calling a play. I mean, for us to get through practice as quickly as we did without redos. And I think our offensive guys saw how good our defense is when we had the ball stripped from us on two or three or four occasions. We got to lock up the ball better, and that'll come with time. As I said, the only issue today was the number one thing that I put on the board: just practice as fast as you can and go until the whistle. And I think we got that cooperation by everybody. You know, I've kind of, you know, quietly slid into the room, and we've just started installing football, and it's been fun to do. because of the knowledge in the room, and we're moving relatively quickly in terms of giving him a lot of information. That doesn't mean we don't have to practice it. I mean, there were things we did today he hasn't done, and those are the things we'll focus on tomorrow to try to get him better, an individual, and those type of things. But overall, I mean, just to get the language out, to break the huddle today, was all we really wanted to do. Everything else was a bonus, and I mean that a little bit with a little bit of a having a little bit of fun, but the language is completely different to them to hear it, repeat it, get it out for everybody to listen and be able to do as much as we did in the short amount of time because we haven't been together was impressive. We just got to start all over tomorrow and do the same thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that this is day one. I mean, I'm just watching everything to kind of see how, and I'm not trying to promote anything or anybody. You know, the circle in life of the NFL is what it is. This is a team that's got some very good veteran guys. I mean, I saw the veteran guys doing exactly today what we asked them to do. And that's not easy. I mean, change is not easy, and they've been able to look at it differently, and they came out today, and they showed the team the way by what they did and how they responded to today's work, and that was really evident. And my focus is just on this team. I don't have any experience with any other under the Chicago Bear team, so I was really impressed. I mean, my eyes were looking around, and you know, the guys who have been to Pro Bowls and the guys who have worked were all in today. That was very evident. The tape will show that when we look at it after practice.